Good morning. You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Surfaces 2018, and I'm in the Southwind space, and I'm with Randy Hatch and Richard Abramowitz. You guys doing okay?
We're doing great. Thanks, Kemp.
Wonderful. Yep. Great crowd here. Love it.
Let me just update my listeners a little bit on what's going on here, because we haven't talked since y'all have made this acquisition. You actually bought this company about a year ago. Both of you worked for Bowie of America prior to that, right?
That is correct. That is correct, for 16 years for me.
Yeah. 14 for me. So.
And how do you divide responsibilities? I know you're the head of sales and chief marketing officer, and you do all the other side of it?
I do all the other side, operations, finance.
Yeah, okay.
All the non-face stuff.
Yeah. And you came first time last year to Surfaces, and I think your booth is twice as big as it was last year. So I'm thinking you had a good year in 17, right?
Yeah, we did. We're very happy with the year we had and with our prospects for 2018.
Yeah. So you had some growth. Was it mostly in carpet? Because I see you also are offering hard surface now. How do you position that? Are you mostly a carpet company or a little of both?
A little of both. And they're both growing, and that's what it's all about, growing both of those businesses.
Right. Talk about your route to market now. I know you have a direct sales force. And you sell through some distribution? Is that kind of the way it works?
Yes, it is. We have a direct sales force that sells to the retail community, and then we have part of our sales force calls on distribution throughout the United States. Don't have lots of them, but we have a few of them, and we're growing that segment of our business.
Now, this Southwind brand was an offshoot of the Cherokee brand, and this company's been around for how long?
23 years.
That's correct. Okay.
23 years. All right. Okay.
That's all right.
So. Tell us what you're telling. When people come this year, I know you've made some investment because I'm seeing some LCL styles here. So you've, I guess, updated some new tufting equipment and made some investments, right?
Absolutely. We have some new equipment. We have 6 LCL products we're introducing this year and 6 ColorPoint products that we're introducing. So we're looking to move a little bit into a little higher end area of the market than we've been in the past.
And on the carpet side, from a fiber standpoint, do you offer several different kinds, or nylon, or what is it?
We do polypropylene, polyester, and nylon. On the polyester side, we do soft polyester as well as regular polyester, and a little bit of soft nylon, yeah. So all 3.
And the people that buy the Southwind carpet, why do you think they're doing that? Because it's a styling that they can't get anywhere else?
No, I don't believe it's a styling issue. I think, more importantly, I think it's about personalities, relationships that our people have with their customers out there. And what we were innovative last year when we introduced our soft polyester for the first time in the company history. We never had a soft polyester. So that went over extremely well. So this year we expanded on that soft polyester and introduced 6 more new soft polyesters. And I think that's what the customers are liking. They like the way we make goods. We don't make it fast. But we make very good quality that people can depend on. And that's what our success has been.
And so, Richard, how many new styles are you offering this year?
27 new styles we come out with this year. And I'll state we started with our six new LCLs, 6 new ColorPoint products, 6 new soft polyester products, and we recolored 6 of our existing olefin products and developed a new commercial product along with that. So that's the 27 products that we introduced this Surfaces.
So, and the yarns that y'all are using, do you make them yourselves, or you buy them third party, or where do they come from?
Well, we buy them from a third party, but we have a very good relationship with that third party, and we have supply agreements in place so that we have a guaranteed source of supply and a very economical source of supply.
Yeah. And from a styling perspective, who's doing the styling? Are you doing that, Randy?
I wish I was. I'd love to take credit for that, but we have a design team headed up by Luann Holloway, who's been with the company about 6 years, and we're very pleased with where we're headed in that direction.
And if somebody wants to carry your line, you offer a display system as well?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. We offer display systems on all of our soft surface products, which are all of our carpet products, and display systems on our hard surface products.
Now, did you freshen the line much? We've talked mostly about carpet. Did you change much of your hard surface offering this year?
We've extended it. We've added products to it. We've just introduced a new tile product that surfaces here this year, and we expanded our color offering in our 9-inch plank and in our 6-inch plank. So that part of it, enhancement of that business also.
One last question. How did you two get together to decide to buy this company?
Well, we both came to work for the company before we decided to buy it.
Okay.
So we were, I guess you could say we did a year and a half or so of due diligence.
Right.
And we felt like there were things that the company had that we could build on. And so far, it's worked out very well.
It's nice to have an alternative brand out there for people to buy, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. To add to what Richard said about why our customers buy from us, a lot of customers want to buy from somebody they can be a little more important to.
Yeah. Okay, great to catch up with you again. Been talking to Richard Abramowitz and Randy Hatch at Southwind, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.